And joining us once again on the phone from Make-A-Wish, it's Dennis Herron. Good morning once again, Dennis.
Good morning again, Fred. Thank you.
So great to have you on the air. Tell us how Make-A-Wish and all of your families and kids have been impacted by COVID-19 and the pandemic.
Well, I appreciate this great question, Fred. It's been quite an ordeal as everybody's world changed in mid-March. And Make-A-Wish is no different. We received word from our national organization that effective March 15th, all travel wishes, including plane, train, bus, and all large group activities, whether it's a stadium, concert hall, amusement park like Disney, will be postponed. Those wishes will be immediately postponed. Our chapter immediately called about 125 families to identify the fact that because of the COVID-19 pandemic, that travel wishes and large group wishes are currently being postponed. And that just adds to the frustration that a wish child and the wish family has. It's just another setback. So what we're trying to do is work with those families to let them know, number one, that they can alter their wish to change it to another one, like to have, whether it's a pool in the backyard, a musical instrument, to virtually meet a celebrity, something that we could move along more rapidly. But again, it's the family's choice. We made the commitment to that child that if it's a Disney wish, that's what we're going to try and do, but we just don't know when that green light will be given by our national organization to do that. Currently, our chapter has 500 eligible children that are wish eligible, and they will receive their wish. Our challenge is we can only do certain types of wishes currently, and our ability to raise funds has been curtailed quite dramatically. You know, in the spring, summer, and early fall, we have many in-person fundraising events. This past spring and summer alone, the 18 events, most of them golf outings or walks or school-related events, all 18 were postponed or canceled. So we're running about $1 million behind where we budgeted for this time of year. So that is the challenge, is to hope and pray that the pandemic is addressed by a vaccine so that we can return to whatever would be normal. You know, 80% of all the wishes that we grant involve travel or large groups. And 50% of all the wishes we grant, and I've been with the organization almost 24 years, each and every year, the Disney wish is about half of all the wishes that we grant.
Wow.
And they stay at a wonderful place in Kissimmee, Florida called Give Kids the World. That's all been shut down temporarily. And there are no Disney wishes at this particular time. So it's been a real challenge, but I will tell you that the spirit of Make-A-Wish couldn't be greater. And there's no better example than the Convoy Committee. They are relentless. They want to make sure that this streak of 31 consecutive convoys continues. And it's just a marvel to be associated with people that have such a passion for the mission of Make-A-Wish that it's truly humbling.
In addition to being part of the virtual convoy this weekend and the auction online and your chicken barbecue that's happening at the Bon Ton parking lot of Park City, I understand that you are having donations being matched by a local organization.
Thank you for bringing that up, Fred. Yeah, Goods Insurance Agency, a longtime sponsor of the convoy, has graciously and generously decided to match any gift that is made on Sunday, August 16th, at our website, wishconvoy.org, and they will match each and every gift up to $10,000. So if you were thinking about supporting, and we're hoping that the Lancaster County will rally, as they always have, to our aid, this gift that you will make, whether it's $25, $50, $100, will be doubled by our very good friends, Goods Insurance Agency. So we hope that you will do everything you can do to support Convoy this year. We need it more than ever. Please know that every dollar remains in Lancaster County or in the Susquehanna Valley for eligible children that reside there, and that 82 cents out of every dollar donated goes directly to the wish granting program. And we feel very strongly that that's an excellent percentage.
Check it out online, wishconvoy.org. The virtual convoy is this Sunday. The auction is live now. Lots of opportunities for you to support Make-A-Wish and the wonderful work they are doing in our local area. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us today. Blessings to you and your organization.
Fred, it's been a pleasure. God bless. Thank you, Annie.